everyone. It's Kla here, Sadao Youth's External Vice President, hitting you with another episode of our podcast series here on Spotify and Apple Podcasts called Sadao Against Tao, wherein we take you on a virtual discussion on how we can end violence against women. Today, joining me is one of my co-officers and three of our Sadao Youth babies.
Hi everyone, it's Alex Capistrano, Sadao Youth Secretary.
Hello, my name is Noramalantaya Oliva, but you can just call me Lab Lab, and I am a Sadao Youth member.
Hi guys, I'm Francine Forma, also a Sadao Youth member.
And I am Shella Valerio, a fellow Sadao Youth member as well.
Nice! So, bago tayo pumunta sa main discussion natin for today's episode, of course, I would like to know how all of you are feeling being part of this very important episode in our podcast series.
Yeah, I'm really eager to learn a lot from today's podcast. So, I hope now we are able to educate our listeners sa mga pag-uusapan natin ngayon.
Nice! Love, love.
Well, I must say it was such a great honor being in here and to be part of today's podcast series episode. Well, as Sadao being a huge and impactful organization and me being a freshie, so just started, became a member of this organization, I had the extreme feelings of mixed nervousness and gratefulness, Ate Kla. And I also hope that our listeners will continue to listen to our podcast because they will be learning a lot from it. And that's it. Thank you.
Yes, I can say I am pretty excited to be a part of this discussion. I am thankful, actually. And I can't wait to share our insights to our fellow listeners.
Of course, I'm nervous because this is my first podcast experience, but I am excited because I get to do this with you guys and with Sadao, and I am very eager and intrigued on our discussion for today's session as well.
Okay, so the common denominator, I guess, is like you're all excited kasi first podcast niyo to. So, ganyan yun yung feeling ko nung una. Hanggang ngayon, na-excite pa rin ako. Kaya, you're free to join again if you like.
Yes.
So, ayun. We're so happy to have you. Like, be a part of this podcast. Because it's very important in, or very, like, you know, it can help raise awareness. And we're doing something to help increase other people's knowledge about women's rights and violence against women. So, yun.
Ikaw ba, Ate Kla? Kamusta ka naman?
Medyo stress, pero, you know, yung mga gantong ginagawa natin, like yung podcast nga, para ito yung nagiging stress reliever ko away from the ACAD. So, okay lang. So, for today's episode, hihimayin talaga natin kung ano ba yung papel na ginagampanan ng Sadao or yung org natin. I am excited for today's episode kasi we will be discussing how Sadao came into fruition and how does our organization impact the overall progress of our society, diba?
Yes, and I'm really excited for today as well. Pero before we even begin, let's just have a brief recap of our previous episode kasi I feel like important din siya to remember as we go over today's discussion.
Sige. So, Alex, begin mo kami ng
Okay, episodes. So previously, our podcast held a conversation on the pervasiveness of vow, its manifestations, and sadly, yung traumatic aftermath niya sa victims. And I mentioned nga earlier na importante talaga to have these things in mind kasi it will help us understand how important our collective and individual efforts are in terms of eliminating issues such as vow.
Totoo yan. So, which is why I'm really glad to have our lovely Sadao Youth members here with us today as we have an open discussion on the importance of Sadao and how it came to be what it is today. So, wag na kayong mahiya, friends, and enlighten our audience on the 411.
So, Sadao stands for the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms on Discrimination Against Women. And more than half of UN's member states, which is at a whopping advantage of 189 out of 193 countries, vowed to respect, promote, protect, and fulfill the rights of women under all circumstances. Actually, one of the countries that adopted CEDAW is the Philippines. It ratified CEDAW on August 5, 1981, and it was the first ASEAN country to do so.
To add what you have said, Francine, the Philippines can be credited in the creation of CEDAW's first working draft through the late Dr. Letitia Ramoshineni, the former chairperson of the Department of International Studies in Miriam College.
Wow, imagine those who promoted CEDAW into becoming an international treaty came from our school. Hindi lang yun, pero us today as members of this organization also strengthens and bolsters this legacy that they left behind for us women. Knowing this, parang mas lalo ata ako na motivate to further promote our advocacy. Pero going back nga din sa sinabi ni Francine, out of 193 member states ng UN, apat lang yung hindi pa nag-a-adopt sa campaign ng CEDAW?
Yeah, apat na lang. But it is a very good thing that the Philippines is one of those who adopted it. It goes to show how committed the Philippines is in ending violence against women.
Yes, and because of these four states who have not yet adopted CEDAW, there is still an urgency to push for the adaptation of this policy because it is important to all individuals worldwide.
Yes, pero anyway, CEDAW is also known as the Treaty of Rights for Women. Kasi this convention helps women all over the world to have a better shot at life than what their current situation is presenting them with. Kasi po, diba, kahit nasabihin natin na nagpo-progress na rin naman tayo dahil our society has become a lot more flexible in regards to women's inclusivity, like acknowledging women's suffrage, or our right to have access to education, there are still things that our society has to do to address historical injustices and level the playing field. Kasi it's still evident hanggang ngayon yung malaki-laking gender gap.
Yes, I agree. And not to discredit the efforts of the pioneers of feminism and equity, but kasi nga, as you mentioned, our society still has a long way to go. And ang dami pa ng room for improvement, lalo na in terms of highlighting the obvious gap between genders, whether sa context man ng politics, in the workforce, and other aspects of society.
Kaya we're lucky that we're a part of this organization whose sole purpose is to raise awareness and combat the complications of women's discrimination, which include violence, poverty, and lack of legal protections, along with the denial of inheritance, property rights, and access to credit.
Kaya siguro hindi mo rin maiiwasan na malungkot at magalit kasi ang dalas pa rin talaga nangyayari sa atin to, no? To think na we've already proven countless of times that we're just as strong and as competent and as worthy as men. Apparently, it's not enough for them to treat us fairly still. Pero yun nga, to add lang to what Francine has said, CEDAW is an important key player in the international human rights framework kasi our organization is exclusively devoted to gender equality. So for our listeners to know more about CEDAW, here are the reasons why it is important according to UN Women. First, it gives us a clear understanding of what sex-based discrimination is and how that restricts women from being able to participate in civic life and to exercise their rights. CEDAW specifies this discrimination as the act of alienating or restricting a person based on their sex, which in return explicitly or implicitly prohibits that person from exercising or enjoying their basic human rights. Second, it acknowledges that our society will never fully progress as long as we still pigeonhole people into categories that are nothing but restrictive.
Kaya nakakagalit kasi may mga naniniwala pa rin na ang dapat na trabaho lang ng babae ay maging homemaker, as they call it. And any professions that they would want to pursue besides from that, na hindi yun, would be considered as unacceptable kasi that should be left for the men. Double standards are also a great example as to why this culture is problematic. tulad na lang ng pagta-type ka sa mga lalaki na career-oriented as ambitious and confident. Pero pag babae na yung gumagawa nun, kung ano-anong paratang na yung nabibigay sa kanya. Like, sorry for the term, but sometimes they might say that she's a bitch or kaya i-assume agad na she only got to where she is right now because she slept her way to get there.
Tama yan lahat, guys. And to add in to that, si Dao also provides us with a better framework on equality because it centers on women's lives and condition as a standard of equality as opposed to the norm of basing it on the availability of opportunities presented for women. Kasi diba before, ang basihan lang talaga natin kung equal nga ba ang babae at lalaki is if both genders are given the same opportunities and treatment. But apparently, may mas magandang basihan para makita talaga natin if women's rights are being respected. And si Dao suggested na it's better to base gender equality and women conditions.
So, if they say na umaabante naman ang mga kababaihan, let's say in a particular region, then it can be said that gender equality is
possible. Yes, Atikla. And lastly, the convention also holds its member state accountable by keeping a close eye on them to make sure that they're doing everything that they can do to respect, protect, and fulfill women's rights. Aside from this, according to UN Women, yung member states din pala is they are required to submit a report to the CEDAW committee at 4-year intervals. Well, that's great.
Oh, I also read that. Tsaka, yung laman ng reports na to ay mga information about legislative, judicial, administrative, and other measures that have been undertaken to implement CEDAW, as well as about obstacles encountered. Ang galing, no? Super helpful yung reports na to in seeing what the improvements are and ano yung mga need pa ibahin or i-modify.
I know. And the CEDAW committee actually formulates points about the difficulties that a certain country encounters. And it also releases recommendations to enhance the implementation of the convention.
Oo nga, napakaswerte nga natin kasi as young as we are now, we're already a part of something that's much bigger than ourselves. And not only does CEDAW advocate ending all forms of harassment across all spaces, it also provides us with an avenue to have a safe and open conversation, like what we're doing right now. And in terms of educating each other and collaborating to find for ways on how we can eliminate these problems, both individually and collectively as a whole.
Tama ka dyan, Ate Alex, which is why CEDAW, according to the United Nations, encourages and requires its constituents to eliminate all forms of discrimination against women in all areas of life. And secondly, to ensure women's full development and advancement in order that they can exercise and enjoy their human rights and fundamental freedoms in the same way as men.
And because we heard of how important CEDAW is, I think it's also worth noting that organizations aren't the only one who are shouldering the responsibility of putting an end to issues
right,
like this.
And global movements and assemblies have taken place in the last 30 years, and they aim to erase the gap between genders and to eliminate discriminatory benchmarks, the reasons for depriving people of having a happy and healthy life.
Exactly. So I think one notable assembly is the one that convened in 1995, in which it introduced yung Beijing Declaration.
I'm glad that na-mention mo yan, Ate Kla, yung Beijing's platform of action. Because according to UN Women, this is, quote-unquote, the most progressive blueprint ever for advancing women's rights. This historical movement took place in September 1995 during the Fourth World Conference for Women, wherein 17,000 participants and 30,000 activists were involved.
This huge number of participants came from all across the globe, and they all convened for one reason and one reason only. It is to promote gender equality and women empowerment everywhere. Nakaka-amaze to actually kasi knowing that there are so many people fighting for the same cause. And I must say, we are on the right track.
And as 189 member states come together, political discussions easily became the highlight of this two-week assembly, as each state pummeled their commitments of preserving the goal of gender equality in their respective domains.
Wow, tsaka alam nyo ba na Hillary Clinton's words fueled the convention's primary objective when she said that women's rights are human rights and human rights are women's rights. This quote is really revolutionary, grabe, because of this, presidents and other national figures were enlightened to address the urgency and importance of women's empowerment as the backbone of every successful economy and democracy, as well as for justice and human rights.
Pero did you know that Dr. Patricia Liquanan chaired the UN Commission on the Status of Women, or UNCSW, as the preparatory commission for the FWCW in Beijing, and she also chaired the main committee that actually negotiated the passing of the platform. Dr. Liquanan is actually the former CHED commissioner and was previously the president of Miriam College, and one of the people who actually led the establishment of the Women and Gender Institute, or what we know as WGI, in Miriam College.
Wow, ang galing! Our very own former MCM president pala is one of those known revolutionary women in UNCSW. Tsaka, about what you said, Francine, hanggang ngayon nga, ginagamit pa rin natin yung women's rights are human's rights, but it still needs to be reminded talaga to everyone. And that is a Beijing platform for action. It gave the world hope, and it provided us with a glimpse of what our present and future could be, where every woman can exercise her rights without limitations. A world where women can move freely in public spaces without having to worry of being harassed or violated, where we can participate in matters that speak to us without having to worry about being retaliated, and where we can reach our full potentials without being discriminated against. The Beijing Initiative has actually created a ripple effect that impacted both the political and economical spectrum at a global scale. Can you imagine that? Ang laki ng impact na nabigay ng platform for action na to, the world.
I know, right? You've mentioned, Shala, about having a world where women's safety is guaranteed. And this is actually the world we are all really hoping for. Kaya the Beijing Platform for Action is a reminder and an ongoing process towards that realization. I really hope that with the impact this platform has on a global scale, it would be used as a blueprint for action in all countries and organizations.
Yes, and even though each country has yet to fulfill the promise that started in Beijing, governments, organizations, and the general public still made and are making significant progress on their end. To prove this, may mga changes na nangyayari sa government of women, being able to hold government positions, and of other countries having laws to protect women and other minorities from gender-based violence. Ito yung patunay na ang Beijing Promise is still taking its course after its implementation 2 decades ago.
Okay, so now na na-enlighten na tayo, lalo sa kung ano nga ba ang Beijing Platform for Action, ano kaya ang significance na in today's time, considering our ongoing campaign to achieve gender equality?
That is a great question, Ate Alex, because first of all, I believe it is worth mentioning that the Beijing Platform for Action has 12 critical areas of concern for women. First, women and the environment, women in power and decision making, the girl child, women and the economy, women and poverty, violence against women, human rights of women, education and training of women, institutional mechanisms for the advancement of women, women and health, women and the media, and lastly but not the least, women and armed conflict.
And among these critical areas, yung violence against women, which was the first international framework that addressed violence against women, that really relayed the urgency of protecting the enjoyment of women rights. And alam nyo ba, na with this framework, this paved the way to new strategies in changing social norms in our society and made history in creating major movement that made a huge impact in our society. It also contributed to continuous campaign that spread all throughout the world.
Yes, I'm glad na you mentioned the campaign kasi super raming campaigns about VAW and gender equality. And some examples ito are the Me Too movement, Time's Up, Not One More, and so many others na makikita natin sa internet. And in my opinion, the Beijing platform was like a game changer for the long battle of women's rights. When it was created, other organizations from other countries came to life and joined as well in the advocacy of ending violence against women. That's why up until now, the Beijing Platform for Action continues to influence and inspire women's movements all around the world. And to add lang kasi na-mention kanina yung campaign, di ba? Recently, may naging popular campaign, yung hashtag challenge accepted ba yun? Or yung black and white photo challenge, diba? Kasi diba people were casually joining in thinking na regular challenge lang siya without even knowing na related pala siya sa relevant issue happening in Turkey. And it symbolizes pala yung literal na pag-censor nila ng murdered women caused by femicide in Turkish media outlets or platforms. So it's more than just the filter pala because it's also a way to stand up and raise the voices of the women affected by the issue. So, kaya ako siya na-mention. Kasi it carries one of the aims that the platform has then, which I read online na it's to end femicide. So, yeah, bigla ko lang siya naalala kasi yun na naging popular here recently.
Well, ang ganda ng sinabi mo, Alex. Kasi nga, it makes us remember na yung mga campaigns pala na ginagawa before or yung mga nagawa before, they have a very special meaning that really tackles the issue and it makes the issue more, it raises people's awareness regarding the issue. So, that's nice. So, this action plan, like yung Beijing platform, it really opened up and paved the way for a lot of campaigns to take place. Kaya naging importante itong platform na to to initiate some actions in our daily lives. And
I agree with you, Atika. After listening to what we discussed, I guess I can conclude that it has been a long battle of fighting for women's rights and gender equality. Obvious pa rin naman that the fight continues on in our society and there are many more changes to be done that will hopefully contribute to the advancement of women's rights, especially in our country.
Yes, and in essence, ever since the Beijing movement started, several honorable changes have been made in the history of women's rights and in promoting gender equality. I feel honored that somehow we get to be a part of that ongoing journey and that we have an opportunity like this right now to engage in promoting awareness on these topics.
Ayan, and we also hope that we've enlightened our listeners about the importance of CEDAW and the Beijing Platform for Action, as these are both very significant talaga in reminding every single individual, in particular, and every country in general, that gender equality and ending violence against women have a long way to go in being fully achieved.
Definitely. Both CEDAW and the Beijing Platform for Action have contributed a lot in making all the laws, movement, and awareness about women's rights and gender equality possible. And oh, we must not forget the fact that many global women's movement and frameworks were actually led by Filipinas.
Talaga? Wow! Nakaka-proud nga naman talaga yung mga kapwa Pilipina natin, no? This makes me motivated talaga to continue to be part of these movements and to use my voice as a CEDAW youth member. Grabe nga naman talaga the Filipina power.
Yes, and I fully agree with all of you. So, yeah, I guess we have reached the end of our stimulating discussion. But before we end this, I just want to leave our listeners with a quote by Margaret Mead. Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has.
What a nice quote to end this discussion, Alex. With this, we hope that you, our listeners, found this episode educational. And we hope that you would share with others what you've learned, because this small step can already make a huge difference. And I hope this episode makes you appreciate being a student in MC, being able to work with women who've done so much for the global women's movement. Thank you for listening to episode 4 of Sit Out Against Val. Stay tuned for the next episode to know how you could advocate and help end violence against women. Bye, everyone!
Bye!
Bye, everyone!